Okay, today we're going to talk about the Inyan of Yichud. So the Inyan of Yichud says that there is halachas of being in seclusion with a woman. This may lead to improper relations with her, and therefore the Torah or sometimes Chazal asked to be in a room secluded with a woman. And this has relevance, you know, for people dating sometimes. It has relevance for going visiting relatives sometimes. It can have a lot of different applications. And the one person that Yichud does not apply to is your own wife. What does that mean, your own wife? Meaning when she's a nida. So when your own wife, when she's mutter, obviously it's mutter, then you could even have relations with her. But when she's a nida, so the question is why isn't there an iser yichud? That would make life very difficult. That would mean that every time there would be she would be a nida, you wouldn't be able to be in the same bedroom together. It would make life. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, quotes the pasuk at Shirim Shusuga b'Shoshanim, Hedge of Roses. That's the name of Dr. Lamb's book on family purity. Hedge of Roses, Suga b'Shoshanim, which means, the Gemara says, it's like a hedge of roses, and you wouldn't breach the hedge of roses to go through it and make the breach. In other words, the Torah has confidence in the Jewish person, the Jewish man, that he won't breach the hedge of roses. But that halacha, the Gemara says, the ksubas, only applies once the husband had at least intercourse once with his wife. But if he never had intercourse with her and she became a nida, so then the Gemara says there is an iser yichud. So that's why, say for example, there's a chuppas nida, right? We try very hard when we schedule a wedding. You know, today, you know, a lot of the women take these pills, so it regulates when the period is. So we have the women regulate themselves, so when it's time for their wedding, they won't be a nida. But every once in a while, and you know, I've seen, you know, different people that I was Masada Kedushin for, usually it's so fine, but once in a while it doesn't work out, that the pill doesn't work. Or she forgot to take the, you know, different things that it doesn't work and it's a chuppas nida. So now they're going into their marriage and she's a nida. So, and then they didn't have a bia yet. So then, what do you do? So the Gemara says, "Hu yoshein bein anoshim, he yoshein bein anoshim." That he sleeps with the man and she sleeps with the woman. They don't sleep in the same room together. So the way today, in our day and age, people do it, Rav Abadi's told me this, and I think Rav Forst has from Rav Nissen Karelitz, is that they go to they confide in a married couple that they know, and they tell them the situation, and they sleep over their house on the same floor as where the married couple is sleeping, and this newly married couple will sleep in a bedroom with the door open the whole night. And they're on the same floor as this old married couple, meaning he's already married for some time, and since the door is open and the other married couple could come in anytime during the night, so that's considered enough of a shmira that, as Rav Abadi points out, and Mr. Krellitz, that would be enough of a shmira to permit them to be in the same bedroom. But it's a difficult thing. What happens often also, another issue that comes up in, you know, in modern day Hilchos Nida issues, is that very often a couple has difficulty consummating the marriage. I've dealt with many couples that sometimes it takes them months to consummate the marriage. either because they're too nervous, or it's a psychological thing or a physical thing, but it's not uncommon. I've dealt with couples that, you know, take 8 months before they're able to. So the question is, what do they do? I mean, she can become an Ida, and they didn't have Bia Rishona, and there's a Nisa Yichud with an Ida before Bia Rishona. So Rav David Feinstein once told me that he thought that as long as the couple tried, in other words, they were intimate together and they tried, even though they weren't successful, that's enough to matter the Nisa Yichud. Because the whole idea is that once that the Yetzirah of the man is greatest before he was with his wife the first time. Once he's with his wife the first time, so then the Yetzirah is not as great, and therefore we're not afraid that he's going to be bold his wife while she's in either, because he already is used to being with her, even if he's just with her one time. So Rav David Feinstein said if the couple was together in bed and they tried, even though they weren't successful, that's enough to be matter the Isser Yichud. Because if you don't say it like that, even though technically the Gemara doesn't say that, the Gemara says you need a Maisa Bia. And if the man's aver didn't penetrate into the woman's woman, then it would not make it. It would still be Isser, but nonetheless. That's how we assume. That's how we tell people. So that's in terms of yichud with your wife. Now, normally, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asul yisyachidim erva me'arayas." All the arayas are aser. Means kain and ben yoga. Even if the person is an older person, you're not necessarily attracted to, you're still usher. So that would mean, say, this comes up sometimes, you have an elderly lady who needs someone to live with her, because she can't, so sometimes like a young college student will rent a room in that person's house, so this way the woman will have someone who she knows she's not alone. If something special happens, he'll be there, and he'll probably get some cheap rent to be in that room. So the question is, so that before that should be prohibited because they're going to be secluded together, him and her. And, she's she's an elderly lady, so there could be a problem. Now, if she's an elderly lady who's related to him, like an aunt, that's one of the arayas, so then for sure. And if she's a lady who's not observant, so she probably never went to the mikveh, so she's a nida, that would also be a rias. The question then needs to be looked into more, whether she's an elderly lady, but she's frum, so she went to the mikveh, so that has to be looked into. But it's certainly, if it's one of the arayas, it's us.
Prohibition of
Nida? No, in other words, the prohibition of Nida, if it's a woman like one of the arayas, like to be together with your aunt, say your uncle was out of town on a business trip, and your aunt wants you to sleep in the house, she's here alone, it's only her. So that could, so she's arayas. So even if she's a frum lady and she goes to the mikveh and she's not an either now, he still can't be with her. He still can't be in that apartment with her. Even though you're in a different bedroom, etc., he still can't be with her.
But even if she wasn't an arayas, Does it matter whether it's Nida or not? Could it be like...
No, if it's Arayas, then it doesn't matter if it's a Nida. It's Arayas. Yeah, so that's a question whether if you have somebody who's a so it's a Pnuya, then we'll see that. In other words, in Sifat Beis it says, Yira Baisa Amu Tamar, Bodhid Bezdino, Roger Dovid Bezdino, Yichud Pnuya. Ava Bishayna Ever Kla Yichud Araisu. So even a Yichud Pnuya, so that means that even if she's not in either, but you're not married to her, there's also an Issa Yichud. But he's saying only a Drabbana. So then even this old lady that we were talking about before, that needs somebody to stay in her apartment, and she's, say she's religious, so she went to the mikveh, and now she's reached menopause, but she's not in either. But she's a Pnuya, she's lost her husband and she's living alone, and she wants to rent out a room in her apartment to some students. So that's, so the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an Issa Yichud even on a Pnuya, even though she's not an erva to you, she's not your aunt, she's a stam, a strange lady. Now, your mother is no Issa Yichud. In other words, so if they say the father, God forbid, is not alive or went on a business trip, and say that, and there's only the son and the mother in the house, you know, for a week or so, this he's sleeping in his bedroom, she's sleeping in her bedroom. So nonetheless, there's no... there's no din of... so then there's no problem. So with your mother, we assume there's no Yetzirah, Mar says. So since the Mitzvah says there's no Yetzirah for to be intimate with one's mother, then there's no Issa Yichud. However, there is a discussion in the postkin, what about with your sister? Did you have a, let's say your parents go on, say it's a boy and a girl, two siblings in the house, and the parents went on vacation for a month or a week or whatever, and they're staying in the home alone. Are they allowed to do that? So we assume there's no Issa Yichud also with your sister, because the Gemara says, as Moshe explains, that the Anshei Kedoshim Hagdola will vatel the Yitzhara for certain arayas. So there's no Yitzhara for daughter either, for sister either. However, there's a halacha that you can't live permanently diur kavua with your sister. Just, with your mother, say, Chas v'Shalom, the father's not alive, and there's a single son lives at home, so it's only him and his mother. So they're living in a permanent residence together, him and the mother, so that is permissible. But say the parents are not alive, or say the maybe Rav Shechmi, this example, the brother and sister are both in college in the city, and they rent an apartment together, the brother and the sister, for the whole year. So that's awesome. That you can't do.
Okay.
Exactly. That, no, we're going to a single guy, single girl. That's awesome. If it's more, it's 30 days or more. Because that's already considered a diri kvua, and you can't be with your sister. For your mother, you can even... See, so even though a sister, you can be there for a week together. It's not like a regular Arayas where you can't have any Yichud. You could have Yichud with your sister, but you can't have permanent residence with your sister. And permanent residence is defined by 30 days or more. And some even after that. But many are making, but not the Yichud, but he says that Rav Moshe says that the reason why it's different, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that says with your mother you never had a Yetzirah. With your sister, the word seems to say that the person had a Yetzirah, but the answer is Knesset Gdolah got rid of that Yetzirah. So it's like basically gone, but there still might be some traces. So therefore, we matter Yichud, but we aser the Rikvur. With your mother, there was no Yetzirah. There was no Yetzirah from day one, from the get-go. So therefore, there's no reason to ask. Okay. So that's... the story about that. Then the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol isha she'osu l'siach yir imo, in hoise ishto imo, hara is imutu, l'siach yir imo, ishto misham rasa." Because any woman that you're not allowed to have yichud with, so you can't have yichud with your aunt. But if your wife is with you, and whenever your wife is mamish together with you, then there's no issue. And since your wife is with you, then she's going to watch you to make sure you don't get involved with anyone else. So then once you're married and you have a wife, then you can go anyways. If your wife is with you. And you can stay in any apartment you want. Even though there's a single girl there, and she's the only one in the apartment, but she's in one room, and you and your wife are in another room. Not a problem. It's Ishto Misham Rasa. So your wife is the biggest shomer that you could have. Now, what about the reverse? What about the reverse? The husband is the husband is shomer for his wife. In other words, the wife is a shomer for her husband. If the husband say they want to invite a single girl over for Shabbos, a girl or a college age girl, they're inviting over for Shabbos in the bedroom. So if it's only the husband or home alone, so you can't do that. That's a yichud with a nida. She's not married. She's probably a nida. She's a pnuya. She's a nida. It's awesome. But if your wife is there, then it's then it's okay. Because whenever your wife is with you, we have this concept of Isha, Ishto Misham Rasa. But then, there's another concept called Baila Be'ir. That say a woman is in Yichud with, say a plumber's coming over to the house. And he's in the house, and no one else is in the house but the woman and the plumber. So if the husband works in the same city, even though he's not home, by the year, so then that's okay. But he has to be in the same city. If they live in Teaneck and he works in Manhattan, so that's not by the year. It's a different location. So the Gemara has this idea that if Baila Be'ir, Amos Baila, that she's always afraid that her husband is around. And therefore, we're not afraid that she's going to do anything illicit. But it doesn't work both ways. In other words, the husband is considered a shomer for the wife, even if he's not together with her, even if he's just in the ear. A woman is a shomer for the husband only if she's mamish together with him. But if, say, a man is home and there's a woman who comes to the house and she's doing some thing in the house, she does repairs in the house and the wife is not home, but she's in the same city, that's not good enough. It's only good for the wife to be a shomer for the husband if she's mamish there. For the husband to be a shomer for the wife, final year is enough. So that's that. Now, we have other halachas. Lotus Yachel Isha Achas Afil Im Anoshim Harbei Asher Te'ishto Shalachat Bihem Shom. Okay, we Yachel Ish Echad Afil Im Anoshim Harbei. So Yomar says, seems to say that one man, even in other words, the poskim assume that the din d'oraisa of yichud is only if it's one and one, one man and one woman. That's the real d'oraisa of yichud. And we also assume poskim say only if it's a Jewish man and a Jewish woman. But if the woman is non-Jewish, then there's still a nisa yichud. Say if a non-Jewish woman is in your house, and you're the only one home, so that could be a nisui yichud. But by a non-Jew, Jewess, we assume that that nisui yichud is only midrabban. But if it's a Jewish lady, it could be deraisa, provided that it's one man and one woman. But there could be still isurim even if it's more than one woman. So what's the case? So Gemara says, look, the Shulchan, all these halachas are in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Chav Beis. Look, the Siachid Isha Achas, Afil Im Anoshim Harbei, that's the Anoshim Harbei. So one man is also even with several women. Why? Because we're afraid that a man will be able to seduce these women, and therefore none of the women will squeal on the other woman because they themselves are guilty for the same sin, that he seduced them all. So it's not a shomer, because we're afraid that if you have several women, certainly one man, one woman, that's not your wife, you can't be in seclusion with. But even if it's more than one woman, and we're afraid you'll mazana with her, and then mazana with the other one, and mazana with the other one, and no one will tell on you, because they themselves will mazana with you. So if you tell, they tell on you, you'll tell on them. Quotes a kula yishechanim noshim harbei, but not everyone accepts this kula. So one man and several women could be a problem. But what about one woman and several men? So then the halacha is that if there's one woman and one man, that's also. But if there's two men present and one woman, and they're upstanding people, they're not prutzim or something like that, then two men and one woman is okay. Why? Because Because basically, if you want a yichud to be mutter, you need a shomer. You need someone who's going to watch you. Meaning, what does it mean watch you? You mean you're not going to be zana with this woman because the other guy will know about it and then he'll tell people and that will be a deterrent. So as long as there's another man there, no one will be in zana because each man won't be in zana because the other guy is there. And he'll tell him if he's mizana, so he won't mizana, the other one won't mizana either. But if it's one man and say two women, then we assume that that man will be able to convince both women to be mizana with him, and no one will tell on the man because each of them are guilty, so they're not going to tell because if they tell, then the other one will tell on them. So the man it'll happen. But so you can't do that. But for two men to be together with one woman in seclusion, that would be okay. However, there's one exception, and that's only in the daytime. This is mutter, only in the daytime. At night, you need to have two shomer. So, say for example, you have two men in the apartment and one woman, so you can't have that. So it's nobody if they're not married. If there's a married couple, so a married couple, by definition, are two shomer. Because the husband is shomer for the wife won't be mizana, when the husband's there, the husband won't be mizana. So they're both shomer for each other, so you have built-in two shomer. So once you have a married couple in the house, then you could have whoever. I mean, obviously in the appropriate bedrooms and appropriate things. But if you're not married, say the husband went away on a trip, And so then to have the boy and the girl there where there's no two shomrim, that's not okay. So in other words, to sleep over, you need to matter men with women, you have to have three men so that each man has two other men being shomer. And even though they're sleeping, but they could wake up any second. But during the day, you just need one shomer. So as long as you have one shomer, that's okay. So recently somebody asked me that their wife was at home and they were going to be something. The mother-in-law was sleeping over. The wife maybe just gave birth, so she was in the hospital, she wasn't home. And the mother-in-law is sleeping over. So to have your mother-in-law sleep over and you alone, that's awesome. Because one man and one woman, she's your mother-in-law, that's not allowed. But say you have one shomer, so that's also not good, because that's one other man to be there with you in the house is also not good, because you have one shomer. But if you invite two friends, and you have your mother-in-law there and you, so that's okay. The big question is, what about children? Could you say you have children? Could they be shomer? Because children sometimes are the best shomer, because children have no filter system. So whatever they see, they say. They don't know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But it have to be a child that's old enough to speak and old enough to report what they saw. Rabbi Badi told me he thought Mikir Din, once a kid, a girl or boy, is 3 years old, that they could be a shomer. So the case that someone gave me, that their mother was sleeping over, but they had a kid, 3 years old, 4 years old, or something like that, so they could have two children, at least 3 years old, whatever gender they are, so you have your built-in two shomer. And then you can have your mother-in-law over at night. So if your wife is giving birth, she's in the hospital, and your mother-in-law is sleeping over, and as long as you have two children, you're safe. If you only have one child, if the child is less than three, that doesn't count, because that the child less than three won't be able to stay over, and there's no... The point of the shomer is that you're afraid that they're going to see what's happening, and then they're going to tell people, and that's going to... be something that you want to be told. So that would be a deterrent. So shomer is a deterrent. But you need, so by yom, you need one shomer, a man. Like, by Lily, to a showman, and the showman, as Lily pointed out, can even be your own children if they're at least 3 years old, is what Lily pointed out. But if there are women there, a man and two women, that's or even three women, according to many, that won't be a good showman, because a showman is only good because the showman has to be somebody who knows what's going on, and also somebody who we know for sure won't be mizan. Because if they're mizan too, they won't be a good showman, because they won't tell on you, because then if they tell on you, you'll tell on them. So your own children, it won't be mizan, because parents are not mizan with their own children. Like what we said, there's no issue yichud with the mother and the daughter, etc., the mother and her son, whatever. So if you have two kids there, so a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, you have mizan with your own kids. So the male, they're good, and they're old enough to know what's happening, so they're good children. So then you can have over whoever you want. Once you have, you can have over, you know, well, not whoever you want, but you can have over, say, a woman, your mother-in-law, say, for example, that example, that would be okay. Even though, again, to have your mother-in-law and you sleeping in this, say, far away by your in-law's house, and it's only your mother-in-law, you can't be there with your mother-in-law alone in the house. In the daytime. In the daytime, you need one other person to be shomer, and at night, if you're sleeping over, you need two other people. Two men. At night, or one man for the daytime. Okay, so then we have a famous Mishnah. Where we said that a man with two women is no good. Because maybe he'll convince both of them to be mizana with him, and then once a person's mizana, they can't be a shomer anymore. But there's certain women that we say that you can be miyached with. You can be miyached with them, even though they're two women, because we say that certain women are so no zuzu, they hate each other. So if they hate each other, they'll never cover up, and they'll always. So no matter what, they'll always tell. So therefore, these women is mutter to have yichud with. So say, for example, two co-wives. Say two women, before there was a character in Ben Gershom, the Asur polygamy, so man can have two wives. So good, he's married to two wives, for sure there's no. But what if these two wives, say, are miyached with some other man, not their husband? So they're in the apartment now, sleeping over. Well, so they're not sleeping over, just awake. There's this man, this strange man with two women. So normally we assume that two women is no good because he'll convince both of them to be mizana, and therefore they're not good shomer. But he said, but these two women, certain women hate each other. And co-wives hate each other because each one is a competition for the other one. So they're both married to the same man. They're each a competition, so they hate each other. So then, no matter what happens, one of them will always tell on the other one. If one of them will be out of line, they'll always tell on the other one. So that's what we want for Shmira. So then the Shtei Noshim, Sona Zuzu, so it's okay. So one example, Shtei Tzoros, or a woman with her mother-in-law. Say a woman with a mother-in-law with another man. So that's also okay. Because each one doesn't like the other one, because the mother-in-law sometimes, it doesn't have to be like this, but sometimes it can happen that the mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law, but she views the daughter-in-law as taking her son away from him, from her. So then in that situation, it will also be mutter for these two women to be misyached with another man. And then more examples, that's the general principle. Now, there is another concept called Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. Because if your door is open to the Shus HaRabim, so then anyone can walk in. So if your door is open, anyone can walk in, so then that's not Yichud. There is a machlokas in the poskim here in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you need the door to mamish be open, or is enough if the door is unlocked. So some say it has to mamish be open, some say even it has to be unlocked is sufficient. Because some say, like Chazanish explained, because anyone could just walk in if it's unlocked. So sometimes, people rely on, I have to say, sometimes there's a babysitter that's coming in to watch the baby and you're at home. So some people are making them if they leave the door open of the apartment, or unlocked, preferably open, and therefore, there's no problem. I mean, because, this babysitting is also the whole, opens up a whole ethic question. You have a 9-year-old boy who's getting babysitted by a 16-year-old girl who gets her way, so that, is a problem in this ethic. Again, sometimes there could be a tearing Pesach Pasuach. Some say that the beauty says if you stay in front of the window the whole time so people could see in, and that also could be a cool look. But the main focus is whether the Pesach Pasuach, Pesach Pasuach will just around and anyone can come in. The Chazanish is this famous line, even though it's not, if you're a shekhar, but it's not proper etiquette just to barge in. But some people don't have proper etiquette. So for those people, that's good, because that will make it more cool if they can look as yichud. But there are people that don't have proper etiquette and will just barge in. So that's what the Chazanish says, why some people are mako, that even though the door is unlocked, or even if it's open, but usually proper etiquette, like Shach discussed, is not even if the door of somebody's house is open, you don't just walk in. But there are Hashinim Aper Adam Chazanish guys that some people that will just walk in. And so thankful for those people that we sometimes as Chazanish we could be suspect that they maybe will someone walk in, and that will matter the yichud. The question about having, going in a car, date in a car, is that a problem of yichud? So I think Rabbi Mati pointed out, it's not sure if he's going to be mezana with her in the car while he's driving, so. Mr. Moshe has some chumras about, maybe we'll suspect that you'll go off the road, but like a Rabbi pointed out, we don't suspect. Hashem Hosham, is that like a Rabbi said, you can say that by any case of Pesach Pasuach L'Shusharan, maybe it won't be Pasuach anymore. But right now it's Pasuach, as Rabbi pointed out. That should be made. I mean, most people anyway can see through the window, but you don't have to leave the window open. What about elevators? What's the story with elevators? Can you go into an elevator with, say there's a woman there, it's just you and the woman, so Asha says, it's okay, because anyone can get in at any floor. So since there won't be enough time for the couple to be in seclusion, that would be okay. Here's a discussion post to have. What's the Shia Yifud? You know, we discussed the Shia Yifud for like the Yifud by after a chuppah, right? They go to the Yifud. What's the Shia Yifud? So, there are a lot of quotes from one of the I think it might be from perhaps from Yosef Tanzano. So one of the Akronim says, I think a very misnomer Shia of one of the Akronim, that Yichud is even a second, if it can last longer. Meaning like this, by an elevator, any given second by the next floor, someone can come in. But say you go into I always tell, fellows that are dating, they should never be in an apartment alone with the girl that they're dating. They should never, go to her house, go to her bedroom. You know, these things are off limits. But you see, say you're going into the house and you can just leave in 2 minutes. But you say, I'll leave in 2 minutes. And there's no one home, parents are away in Florida, and she's in the house. You just say, I'll just go in 2 minutes. That's also awesome. Even 1 minute, even 1 second. Because since potentially no one's stopping you from staying there 2 hours, but the fact that you decided you're only going to stay for 1 second, that's no good. Because there's no shomer there to make sure that you only stay for 1 second. So since potentially you could stay there the amount of time that you could be mezana, so even though you're only staying there for a second, but that second potentially could be 2 seconds, could be 10 minutes, could be 20 minutes, could be an hour, etc. So even a mushroom is awesome. But in the case of the elevator, so you're going to be with the woman in the elevator for a second, maybe 2 seconds, maybe 10 seconds. But there, in 10 seconds, will be cut off because at any given second, there could be somebody that is going to come into the elevator. But Mashenka, the example I gave you, where the parents are away in Florida, and you're visiting your girlfriend, going to her house, and you're just hanging out in the living room, and you say, oh, we're just going to be there for 2 minutes, and you shouldn't even be there for a second, because there's nothing stopping you for that second to grow into the zman that it will take for two people to be intimate together. So it's always important that when people are dating to keep hilchos yichud and to keep hilchos negia and all these things, because it's very common that people could lose control of themselves and then things can happen which they didn't want to happen, but happened. Cool. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that what's the shear of yichud? Meaning, I mean, we discussed the age three is the age for shomer, like everybody said, because, but like, could you have yichud with a baby? It's not shaykh that something is going to mezana with a baby, with an infant. So what's the shir? So the Shulchan Aruch says, tinok shim pchusim v'asholosh v'tinok pachas v'pentes mutul v'siachin imayim. That the shir is, there was 3 and 9. There was once a boy is 9, then there's an issue for a woman to be with him in seclusion. And once a girl is 3, then there's an issue to be with her in seclusion. Because the Gemara says that that's the shear of that they're on the bia, etc. You know, there's a whole discussion about adoption. You know, sometimes couples unfortunately can't have their own children and they want to adopt. So the question about adoption is a discussion about, there's a lot of issues about adoption, but one of the issues regarding adoption is the Issur Yichud. That's why Rav Shechter points out that Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Otzar Poskim felt that, you know, if you adopt somebody, so they're not really a child. So that heter that you could be with your mother, like, and there's no problem of Yichud with you and your mother, only applies to a biological mother. It doesn't apply to an adopted. So that's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe was against adoption for this reason, for the Issur Yichud. And the others that were more maker, that said if you, others, some that hold, that some post can hold that if you adopt in infancy, you know, if you adopt a child in infancy, so then, so then, psychologically, the relationship will be like a biological parent. And since, I think you adopt someone who's already grown a little bit, so then already the psychology is going to be different because you came into this adult's life and you were already somewhat grown. But if you came into this adult's life as an infant, so some want to say that maybe there's no difference between a biological child and an adopted child when they came in from infancy, and some disagree with that. Some say that, that nonetheless it's a problem of the whole heter that the Gemara has for yichud with a child only applies to a biological child, but not an adopted child. Yes.
In other words, would you be allowed to, according to those who say there's if you consider one whom you adopt as an infant a child, according to those, then would you consider, then you would be permitted with?
Right, then you would have, if you consider like a regular child, there wouldn't be an Issur Yichud. Now what we're saying is there's an Issur Yichud. If you can get around the Issur Yichud, you can get around the Issur Yichud. But getting around an Issur Yichud with someone who's constantly living in your house is not so simple. Your own kid, there's no Issur Yichud. Because a lot of times people are going out of the house, they're going places, and the mother and the children are home alone, or the mother and the child is home alone. So it wouldn't be a problem, but sometimes it's together with other people. But if it's an adopted kid, so if we assume it's like a biological kid, then fine. But if not, then every second you're always going to have to make sure that you're not violating an Issur Yichud. Usually most people that we're living in close quarters with, we don't have an issue anyway, so it's not a problem. But if we're now introducing a concept of having a child who's really not your child, and having an Yichud who's somebody living in your quarters on a regular basis, that makes things much more difficult. Another discussion that people have with the Yichud is giving keys to neighbors. In other words, sometimes have an issue with it, but say you give the key to the neighbor and then tell the neighbor you can come in at any time. So maybe that's someone saying it, that's considered like a Pesach Pasur Pesach Sarabin, because it's the same notion. But Rav Abaye told me in certain situations you need to actually tell them to come in, not just, they're going to come in and we know they're not going to come in. So, those type of situations. So then we have a concept of Pesach Pasuach Shusharam. It's a better Pesach Pasuach Shusharam. Here, it's not a para adam. Here we're telling the people that we want you to come in, and you can come in, and you should come in, and we're giving you the keys to come in. Shabbos also come up with that people go to professionals for the people's homes to do therapy and to do different types of things where a man and a woman are together. So these halachas have to be kept in mind to make sure we don't that no one violates and this is useful. That's interesting with an uncle and a niece, so that's not one of their rights. That's an interesting phenomenon that an aunt and a nephew is their rights, but an uncle and a niece is butter. In fact, I was once at a wedding where the uncle married the niece. It was a Hasidic wedding, and someone was inviting me to their daughter's wedding. And I figured I won't know the chassid, because I won't know some random chassid. And I come to the wedding, I say, I know the chassid also, because the chassid is the brother-in-law. He's always in the house whenever I was there. So meaning there's a husband and wife, they had a daughter, and the mother's brother married the mother's child. So the uncle married the niece, so Mazel Tov. So they don't have to check out the family too much. I once had a situation where where two first cousins married each other. So the grandmothers, both had grandchildren and marrying each other. So she said, okay, I'll watch down twice. In certain circles it's common, certain circles we don't do it, sometimes you could have some genetic issues and things like that. And so, well, Hasidic circles is done. And, but the case of the, that I know about the two first cousins, it wasn't a Hasidic circle. The two first cousins, I guess you hang out long enough, you know, they knew each other, obviously, from they were first cousins. Okay, Rashi, so these are some of the basic halachas of Hilchas Yichud. It's very important, you know, to keep these halachas, as I said, especially when you start dating and you want everything to, you know, you want to keep the relationship as much of a holy relationship as possible. And if you start breaking the boundaries and things like that, then it takes away from the beauty and the wholesomeness of the relationship. So these are ideas. But the Chachamim, there was the Didaraisa, you know, it was only one man, one woman. All these other things where there more than one person there, those are the Pesukim say all the Dinim Darabanan. But you know, they make siyagim of the Chachamim to make sure that people don't violate this. Okay, so
what's the concept of petah, patuah, yirshut harabim?
Meaning the door is open to the public domain. Meaning so that the door is open so anyone can walk in. So there's no chashash that you're going to do anything with anyone who will walk in and see you. So you won't, that's a deterrent.
In other words, no problem with that?
Right, that's a het. That's a heter, but I'll read it. Give me 1 second. Now, there's one thing we didn't mention that we said Isha Shabbaila Be'ir, Echoshim Lisiachin Imav Neshaim is Bala Aleha, Im Hayaza Gasba, Yon Shikon Le'imo, Shikravoso. So then it's then it's us. In other words, we assume that if your husband is in the city, you can have yichud with a man, but if it's a man that you're very friendly with, that leave a gaspa, then you shouldn't have yichud, even if it's by the beer. And Rav Shechter pointed out to Machlokes HaPoskim, whether by Pesach Pasuch or Shus HaRabim, does that matter even somebody in the Libo Gaspa? Libo Gaspa means somebody you're very familiar with. So that could be a more chomerdik thing. So we say that the heter by the beer doesn't apply. So the question is, as Rav Shechter mentioned, the post can have a machlokes, whether the heter of Pesach Pasuch applies or not. Maybe Pesach Pasuch is a better heter, and therefore, even though the heter by the beer doesn't apply to leave a basket, but maybe Pesach Pasuch does, as Rav Shechter pointed out, or maybe not, as Rav Shechter pointed out. So this is a big machlokes. Okay, very good. So next week, Mr. Shem, we'll continue, I believe, with Hilchas Brachos.